Welcome to The Feast Life, where we empower you, the modern homeschool mom, to create a life and homeschool you love, one founded on faith, family, freedom, and fun. I'm your host, Julie Ross, creator of the award-winning homeschool curriculum, A Gentle Feast, and a certified Christian life coach. For more information on today's episode and to access my free gift for you, check out thefeastlife.me. Charlotte Mason once said, life should be all living, not a mere tedious passing of time. So on this show, we seek to savor the feast of life. Girl, grab your favorite beverage and pull up a chair. You are welcome at this table. Everyone, welcome to The Feast Life. I'm your host, Julie Ross. Today's episode is something a little different. Today's episode is a clip from one of my coaching programs. I wanted to share this with all of you as I think it was really relatable, and also just to kind of show you the power of listening to someone else be coached and working through their circumstances and their thoughts and emotions. Even if you can't relate to this particular circumstance, I think as homeschool moms, we can all relate to having changes in our schedules or routines or life circumstances that are causing us to feel perhaps a little bit sad or perhaps discouraged, or we have this ideal of how we want things to be and how we think things should be, but our reality is not matching up with that. And how do we deal with the feelings that that's causing? So that's what this mom and I talk about during this coaching call, and I hope that it'll be beneficial for you to listen in. But one of the things that I love from my own coaching programs was when you watch other people be coached, it takes some of the pressure off of you, because you're like, oh, I have that same question, but I don't feel confident asking that question. So glad they asked that. Or even if it's something that you're like totally can't relate to, being able to watch someone else take their thoughts, put it out here, and actually be able to question it and work through it and come up with something different. Being able to watch someone else model that process is huge. Like I said, that's what I try to do for my kids now. But like in coaching, you can watch other moms like work through that process as well. And it's so powerful. And I just heard so much feedback from everyone in there, just how powerful like watching other people be coached was, even if it's not your chance to ask a question directly. So did you want to be coached or did you want me to coach someone else?
Both? Can I say both?
Yes, absolutely.
I have one thing that I'm really struggling with. I already wrote it down for my homework.
I love it.
I can do the creation cycle, I guess, since I wrote it down. Yeah. My thought, I was going to start there, is that I am like weak or not strong enough against the kids whining or resistance. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, we're going to do this. And they're like, or they push hard enough. And I'm like, And so my feelings, I feel frustrated, deflated. I feel like a failure. I feel resentful. My action is literally just, I give in. Like, I'm out. And then the result is that we don't get stuff done, and I'm still resentful. And I'm just angry.
Okay. What would you like to see happen in that moment?
I think I would like to feel the opposite. Like, I want to not be weak. I want a strategy on, like, how to that in a loving, peace-filled, joyful way that you're welcome, buddy, that everybody is able to move forward and us all not be angry.
Okay. So you said the thought is you're telling yourself that I'm weak. I can't resist.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
But I asked you how you wanted to be instead, and you said peace-filled and joy-filled.
Strong. I want to feel strong. The opposite of weak is strong. I want that.
I know. I think it's really insightful though that you said that, because when you think of strong people, do you think of them as peaceful and joyful?
No, I think of them as
confident. Okay.
I want to be confident.
Okay.
In that area. Maybe, yeah, peaceful. Like, they seem even keel, I guess.
Unfazed.
Yeah.
Okay,
a good word. Unfazed.
Because I was going to say, if you want to be peaceful and joy-filled, you could do that and just be like, roll with it, because I can be happy that we're rolling with it, or I could be calm that we're rolling with it.
Yeah. And I'm no problem rolling with things. It's just when it rolls too far one direction and we don't do the things that I hoped we would do, if that makes sense.
Okay. So if it's something that you hoped to do, and they're like, I don't want to do that, or why do we have to do this? And you're like, oh, okay, we don't have to do it. What do you make that mean about you?
I feel like there's a weakness. My yes is not yes. My no is not no. It's hypocritical.
Yeah. Do you make it mean anything about them?
They're annoying.
Have you learned to do anything new in the past couple of years? Or tried like a new routine, exercise, diet, life? Okay, can you give me an example?
I tried swimming.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, great exercise.
It is a great exercise. Was it hard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Still is.
Are you one of those swimmers that get up at 5 a.m.?
I was still trying to get back into that. My whole groove got thrown off, but yes.
Okay, like so that. The early morning swimmer. Okay. I know it's hard where you live, and it's hard. So did your brain ever go, actually, really don't need to get up right now. You really don't want to have to put those wet bathing suits on and then wash them and then come home and take a shower. Let's just not go today. Okay. And then what did you do?
Sucked it up and went because I knew how good I'd feel afterwards.
Did you?
At least I didn't, but yeah, but most I did.
Yeah. Did you feel weak?
No.
No. Would you say you felt strong and confident and unfazed?
Yes and no. I have to get out of the cycle of comparing myself sometimes, because then the confidence definitely goes down.
100%. Yes.
But yeah, I was like, this is for me. This isn't for anybody else. And then that would help go past the phase and lack of confidence.
And you said you pushed through. So you pushed through those uncomfortable feelings in your brain, trying to take the easy way out, because that's what it does, right? And you just reminded yourself, this is going to feel so good.
Yeah.
So would it be possible to share that with your kids?
Ooh. Okay. I can do that.
What are you robbing them of by always giving in?
Them being strong and pushing through something they don't want to do.
What would you have wanted someone to tell you in that moment when you didn't want to do it?
Of not wanting to do school or swim. Just reassuring that the more that I do it, the more strong I will get physically and mentally, and the more confident I will be. And it feels good. It feels so good afterwards.
Yeah. You accomplished something really hard. It was great.
I like that.
Could that same part of you come out and tell them those things?
Yeah. If they'll listen, I don't know, but I could tell them.
That's not your job.
Okay.
You gotta stay on your piece of paper. Your piece of paper, you can control your actions and how you're showing up. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. How they respond, again, that's on them. But you're gonna keep doing that. Ashley, what are we doing today? What's the next?
No, literally no. Today.
No. It's tomorrow. Okay. It's tomorrow. What are we doing now, Mom?
We're gonna start school.
But I don't want to. I was playing Legos. This is so boring. Why do we always have to do school?
I like so much anxiety right now.
Lots of practice. I've heard this for 20 years.
You're like inside. I'm like, oh God. Is not a puke. Whew. I think, I need some help, because I'm like,
okay, So what's making you go want to go? Bleh.
I don't. It literally makes me sick inside.
I'm going to tell you, I could be wrong, but it's my assumption that the reason you feel like you can't even talk right now is not because you're telling yourself you're weak.
Okay.
You're telling yourself something else.
Okay.
So pause for a second. I don't want to do this. I was playing. Why do I always have to stop having fun? You're always killing my joy, Mom. What are you thinking?
I felt a little attacked. I know it's not thinking and feeling. If
No,
there is,
that
there is,
I'm being attacked. That's a
I'm
thought.
being attacked.
I'm being attacked. And we don't want to be attacked, right?
No.
Your brain's job is to keep you safe. You are being attacked right now.
Run away from my children. Okay.
Yes. That could be one of the options, right? So our brains in that moment give us fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. Flight, I'm going to go run away. I'm going to go hide in the bathroom. I'm going to fight. How dare you talk to me that way? You know how hard I worked on this thing that we're going to be doing. You can fight, you can freeze, which sounds like what your first response was there was this like a deer in the headlights, or thought, oh, you're right. I always make things so hard. How about you just keep playing and we can bond? Okay. So that's our trauma response here, which is completely normal. And that's how your brain is going to keep you safe. So thank you, brain. But right now I'm not being attacked by a tiger. these are my children. They're a lot smaller than me. And you can remind yourself of that. They are not tigers. I am completely safe. I have grown up here. I am strong. I'm confident. I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Think about that. I am strong. I'm confident. I'm the grown up. I know what I'm doing. I'm not being attacked. How do you feel then?
Less anxious.
Okay. Is it normal for people not to want to do stuff that is different or hard?
No, it's normal.
Is it like it was normal for you, right? When you're learning how to swim, their brains are like, what are we doing here? So is it normal for kids if they're not in this routine, in this flow, because it's the beginning of school? So if you think to yourself, I'm the grown-up, I'm in charge. It's normal for kids to feel resistant sometimes when they don't want to do something. How do you feel that?
Better. Like I could actually probably handle the situation better than I have been.
It probably is not what we're going for.
Okay. I'm gonna tell my brain that I can do it.
So picture confident, strong, peaceful, joy-filled Ashley, who worked through swimming even though it was hard. And she knows what to do when her brain tells her, I just want to sleep in. What is her brain telling her to say now? Or do?
I feel like at this point, after this transformation the Lord put me through last week, I feel like I would probably get down to their level. And I do feel like I can calmly talk to my kids now and be like, hey, when you whine like that, or when you ignore what I'm saying, it actually hurts my heart or whatever. And then just explain, we're going to do this because it actually is fun and it's good for you to be learning these things. And then you can go back to playing this after. You don't have to clean anything up. You can go back to it after we do school. How they react after that, I don't know.
Okay.
But I just go to that cycle and get it again.
No, this is okay. It's so important because you want to think through, okay, I'm going to be like, hey, I hear you. Playing Legos looks super fun right now. It's time for school. let me help you get over to the table. Let's go. You know, you are not reacting. You're not having big emotions, right? They see that you are calm. You're confident. Mom's in charge. She's not fazed by us, right? Oh, did I lose you?
I'm right here.
Orange chicken.
Oh, okay. I was
like, someone else is unmuted.
Oh, okay. that you're not fazed. Most likely, you are not, and I hate to break this to you, actually, probably not going to get the response you want the first time. They're not going to be like, Mom, you are right. I know that school is good for me, and I totally don't want to play this anymore. Here I come. So when we have those expectations, then we're going like into the gap thinking, right? Of, they should jump the moment I say jump, and here we go, and now they're not. And so then all that, those thoughts are going to keep coming back, right? Because you've been having them for a long time. So they're going to keep coming back. So that's why this whole process of like metacognition and thinking about your thinking is so important, because you can think, okay, when they don't, again, don't want to do blah, 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 what will I do? Because the only person I can control is me. I feel now, I try to be nice. I try to get on the level. We had a little talk. Now I'm really thinking that they're annoying, right? Because they're
still
really
not listening.
Now, yes. You were vulnerable. You were so patient. Now it's like I'm really being attacked. So now your brain's like, right?
Yep. It's true.
Okay. So what could you do to calm yourself down? That's all you can control right then in that moment. Walking. Mom needs a timeout. I'll be back. I'm going to press pause on this conversation. I will be right back.
Yeah.
What feels good? What helps you in that moment?
Sometimes, and I think I learned this from a confident homeschool mom, I just go be like, I have to go to the bathroom. And I just go sit in there and just talk to myself and visualize that. Okay, the thought process, my brain's going now, the road is closed, so let's find another one. Is there one that leads to joy and peace? That's what I learned last from you. And so I do that sometimes when I remember. Walks are good too, some form of exercise. Maybe I could have the kids do something silly even. Okay, let's take 5 laps around the house, do 10 jumping jacks, and then they'll be away from their toys.
Yeah.
Go do school outside, maybe. I don't know.
I love what Patricia said. She says, I like to remind myself this is not about me. I find myself taking things personally way too often. Yes, we all take it's all about us. That's how our brains work. This is all an attack on me. This is all about me. The reason you're saying this is because if no, this is again, don't normally resist. Children don't like to do things that they haven't done before. That's totally normal. And when someone starts to change what we've been doing, people resist. Even grown-ups, right? If you read about boundaries and grown-ups, like when someone starts saying, no, I'm not accepting this anymore, the other person like flips out because wait, you've accepted this for 40 years. What are we doing? So every time we whine, mom's giving in. Wait, now she's changing the dynamic here. Like their brains are going, what's happening here? Like they're in that kind of response too. And that's so helpful to see. They're like, wait a minute, what's happening? And so they might need comforting too. They might feel very anxious or stressed. Okay, how can we make this comforting for all of us right now?
I like that.
And I love your idea, like physical activity. And we talked about that like in the course too, about like managing our emotions, right? When our emotions are energy emotions. So when we can start like moving or something like that, or it might just be like sitting and breathing in their presence.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah, I just need a really big hug right now. Do you need a hug right now? Would that feel good to you? Okay, let's have a big hug.
Yeah.
But we can get, so I got to fix this and I got to solve this problem. We got to do it right now. And you got to listen to me right this second. And we should, why are we still doing with this? We've dealt with this yesterday. And our brain can go into all these things and that's not going to actually give us the creative solutions. And so that's why it's so important to like, look at these at a time. We're not in that trauma response triggered emotional state. And we can actually think calmly about it, of like, okay, what could I do then? And so all those options are really great. And there's not, it's like a, this is the right answer. Do this one, right? There's no such thing. But you now have all these different possibilities of things you can possibly do. Again, it's like that toolbox of, okay. But you're seeing yourself differently. It's not caused by the fact that you're weak, but you're also seeing them differently. And that's why this work is so important. And it's not, again, something that's, I thought about them differently last month on a Tuesday, and I'm never going to think about any of this ever again. It's like, this is constantly, and they're constantly changing, and there'll be different triggers. Hate to break it to you, as they get older, if there's always just going to be some kind of different thing. It's not going to be resisting school. It's going to be coming home on curfew time, like whatever it is, there's always something else. And so it's, that's why this work is so key. And thank you for being so vulnerable. Really, you always are so coachable, you're so willing to be honest with everything. But I hope this was helpful. Yeah,
Very, thank you.
you're welcome. All right, so we have a few more minutes. Would anyone else like to be coached today? Today's episode is brought to you by A Gentle Feast. A Gentle Feast offers a complete living books curriculum, an award-winning early reading program, and more tools to equip you to apply Charlotte Mason's timeless philosophy into your modern homeschool. Go to agentlefeast.com to check it out. Smooth and easy days are closer than you think. Hey, girl.
Hi,
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
It's so good to see you.
It's good to be here. I'm so thankful for this course right now.
Oh, you're so sweet. I feel like I'm like, those of you who are in my programs, like, you guys could teach all this stuff, but yeah, it's so cool. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, I feel because I did the Confident Homeschool Mom, and I'm like, man, it was so good, but I just need to go back through it and have my mind renewed again.
Absolutely, 100%. Yes, it's like I tell Ashley, it's not something, it's not a one and done process. We're all works in progress.
100%. Yes. And I feel like since starting school, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm really in progress. But I think, like, for me, so this year I'm homeschooling four of my five. And I just started A Gentle Feast. And I'm like, oh my word, I love all of this. I want to get to every single thing.
Yep.
And and I'm just like feeling like it's like my boys are all like, oh, we love this. Can we keep reading? But then all at the same time, they're like, oh my word, we have to do more. Do we have to do like another thing? And I'm like, yes, we do. We are doing all of it.
This
We're gonna have
is a great
fun.
book. Yes.
But I just feel like I want to be more joyful. It's similar as to what Ashley was
Yeah.
saying, but I think I go the opposite
Okay.
direction and I
Good. This
just
is so great. This is
yell
why I love coaching,
a
because this
lot.
is so good for people. It's, yeah, because everybody does something different, right? She retreats inside, right? And that's so typical for people to have one or the other, right? Yeah. Yours is more the fight and hers is more the flight.
Oh,
Absolutely. Totally normal.
yes.
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 Okay. So her thing was, I'm being attacked. At first, she was saying it, I'm weak, I give in. But like the real story she was telling herself is they're attacking me and personally. So, what are you thinking? What are you making it mean when they're like, oh, we got to do something else for school? You mean I can't just play all day long?
I think I was trying to do the creation cycle while you were walking with Ashley. And so I was like, okay, go deeper. What's the deeper thought? I think a little bit of it is like the initial thought is like, why is this so hard? But I don't think that's the top, that's not the root of it. And so then I think what I got to was more like if they're being like disrespectful or rude or everything feels like crazy and chaotic, if I don't stand up and yell and put people back in their place, then everybody's going to be disrespectful and rude and nobody's going to like my kids.
Okay, so that makes total sense that you would get angry. So when someone feels like someone is being disrespectful and rude to them, right? Someone cuts me off in traffic, I get angry, right? This is a natural response because I'm like, oh, that's so rude, right? Same thing with our kids. We telling ourselves they're being disrespectful, they're being rude. So what would their response need to be in order to be respectful?
I think, and the hard thing is I'm working with four different personalities here. Right. So it's really like one that can really set me off in their response, which is mostly just like whining, oh, like, why do we have to do that? I don't want to do that. Or, and so then the other like quieter ones, I guess you could say, feel like, oh, she's distracted dealing with that. So I'm just going to keep doing whatever I'm doing. I don't know if that makes any sense. So I think,
or which
I would love to
would
have
you say
them
both
respond.
Of their responses are being disrespectful then, even though they're opposite.
Yes.
Okay. That's such a great point. And it's so great that you're able to see that, because we often think that the quiet, compliant child, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, but oftentimes they're not, or in their head, they're not 100%. They're taking you down in their head. They ain't saying it. They ain't doing anything, but better watch out. Okay. And it's not giving you the results that you want, especially long-term. Even the kid that, in fact, sometimes the kids that are talking out the most are being the most respectful, because they're trying to maintain the relationship. And the only way they know how, because they're kids and they're immature. And, they
and I feel like at least I know at least I know where he stands.
Exactly. I have found that with my own kids too. Like the ones that like tell me everything, I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready to hear this, but I'm so glad you're telling me this. Keep telling me, because I know like someday I don't want like you to hide things from me. So that's the kid that you're probably not going to have to worry about someday that they're hiding something, because they're just telling you how they feel, which is great. Okay.
Yes.
So
yes,
we can often though interpret both of those things as disrespect, right? But like I was saying, sometimes your child is trying to keep that relationship with you. They're trying to express themselves. Are they doing it in a way that... No. Are they doing it in the best way possible? No. Because they're kids.
No.
They're kids.
And they haven't learned that yet. And there's a lot of adults who don't have that skill either.
Yes.
So they need to learn how to express themselves in a little bit healthier ways as well. So what would that look like to you? What would you consider to be a respectful response, or a positive response, or a healthy response?
I think even I'm trying to like go through all the things in my head to make transitions easier for them. Okay, would you rather start with math instead of language arts? Or I think for me, if they said in that kind of a tone, hey mom, do you think I could start with this instead of that? Or can I sit here or can I sit there, instead of just walking away from me when I'm trying to like corral everybody and get everybody settled and situated, and they're just like, walk away and get a drink whenever, or go to the bathroom whenever. We had a couple stressful moments with that, but does that answer that question?
Okay. So in your mind, did you watch the day one replay?
It was okay. So good.
Okay. So we're doing school. Everyone's sitting here. If they need a drink of water, if they need to go to the bathroom, they need to let me know. They can't just get up and leave. And if they want something to be different, like they don't like what we're doing right now, excuse me, they should offer up a suggestion and in a calm way, ask for what they want. Okay. So that's really good. It's really good to get clarity on, this is what I expect. This is what I think should be happening right now. And because oftentimes we don't know. We're like, everybody should do whatever. And then we're not like really looking at our expectation. And then we see where we're at or where our kid's at. And then we're looking at the gap here. So based on where you are now, like you just started school, you were saying, has there been any gain in this area?
I feel like maybe a little bit today, in the sense that I gave them like, okay, would you rather start with this instead? Or is it more helpful if I just write down what needs to be done so you can know?
Yeah.
And you can mark it off yourself. But I didn't get everything written down for them yet.
That's okay. You tried something, right?
I'm trying.
Yeah, you try something, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there has been some gain there. The other thing that could often happen is we're here and our ideal is here and we're seeing the gap, but we're yet in reality, our ideal doesn't need to be here. It needs to be more here is more realistic. You're nodding your head. Okay, so why are you nodding your head?
Yes. All the time. Like when you did that teaching, it was so good. I was like, oh my word, I always live in the gap and I could never. That's what my husband we were talking about the other day. I feel like you always are comparing yourself or comparing to what you think you should be. Mm-hmm. And so and I was like, oh, you're right. I don't know how to switch it though.
Yeah.
So helpful to hear you talk about how to look at the gain. And I struggled in the homework on that a little bit.
Yeah. And so part of it is training your brain to look at the gain, right? To have that habit of appreciation, right? But also looking at, am I always striving to get to an ideal that's ever changing? Or is unrealistic? Because that's just setting you and your kids up for a lot of frustration, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Erica, lots of shoulds, right?
So many.
Yes. And to get to the point where we can question those, is it realistic or does it have to be this way for school to be where we're all sitting down? And if you need a drink, you ask, or if you need to go to the bathroom, you ask, or no one whines or complains.
Probably not. I mean, I think eventually, I mean, maybe when they're a little bit older.
That's great. Yeah. Okay.
I guess in my head, I just have this idea where I'll sit on the couch and I'll read all the books and we'll have great discussions and people will want to be there. They want to be there, not they have to be there.
Yes. Oh, girl, I'm still waiting for that day.
Darn it.
23 years in, I'm still waiting for that day.
Okay.
I'm joking, but do you have moments where that does happen?
Yeah.
So you were saying like you read a couple books, right? Mm-hmm, and you're like, yeah, don't stop, mom. This is great. And then you're like, oh, now we're gonna read blah blah blah. And they went, and you went, you're being disrespectful.
Yeah.
What's missing that they should be able to do this all day long, right?
Yes.
And what are you missing?
Oh, more great stories, more great things to learn, more, I don't know.
No, look, what are you missing? What are you not focusing on?
Oh, what am I not focusing on? Like, we just aren't getting to ancient Rome or.
Yeah. So you're focusing on all the things you're not getting done.
Yes.
What did you get done?
A lot, actually.
Okay, tell me. I want to hear it. What
did
you get
done? We got morning time done. We got our language arts done. We got geography done. We got math done. We got history done. We got science done. Just not the other. We got like U.S. history done.
Wow. Okay, so I'm hearing like 10 things here. And what we got, one or two on this category that didn't get done?
Yes.
Yes. And you're focusing on these two and you're missing out on these 10.
Yes.
We're going to take our eyes off the gap here and we're going to focus on the game. Okay. I just want you to sit there for a minute. We did morning time. We did language arts. We did geography. Mm-hmm. We did US history. We did math. What? Math? That's amazing. Way to go. What ideas did your kids get today from those 10 things?
Mm-hmm.
Any ideas?
God, they're blowing the shofar.
They what?
They're blowing a shofar. Ari, stop.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a horn thing.
Oh, okay. Did you read about horn blowing?
No, they found it and brought it out. And I'm like, oh man, more noise, more noise. I think, let's see, what all did we read today? We read about the Constitution and had some great discussion on that. And let's see, what else did we read? Oh, we looked at the U.S.
Yeah.
We read about the Crow, Mr. Crow.
A tree in the trail? Is that?
No, we did the U.S., like, the third grade one.
The third grade, okay. And for
morning time, we listened to our hymn. We got to read Acts 8 and talked through some of those concepts.
Wow.
It was great.
That does sound great. That sounds awesome. That sounds like your kids paid attention for a lot of stuff.
That's true.
How long did all that take?
It took a while. I think that's the hard part, is I start feeling like it's taking longer than it should, because there's a lot of interruptions. Like, I have to change the baby's diaper and I am pulling them back in all the time. Once they get back in, then like we can have good discussion, but it's just like the constant, wait, where are you going? What are you doing? Who's crying? Who needs this?
Because
why do I have to feed you?
Yes, because there should be no interruptions and everybody should just sit still and be quiet. That's what school is supposed to be.
Yes.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You got me. That's what it sounds like. That's what you want. You are homeschooling, because that sounds like school to me.
Yes.
So you are homeschooling, which is why like day one is so important, to remember why you're doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And with being at home, babies have poops. It happens, children. This is real life. Okay. And we can focus on what's missing. Again, that gap of, now it was interrupted. Now I got to bring him back. Miss the gain.
Mm-hmm.
What could they gain by having a toddler and a baby in the house?
Mm. So much joy. They love her.
Yeah. Do you think when they're grown-ups and they're at work, they might have something that might interrupt them?
Yes.
Especially if they're homeschool parents, right?
100%.
They are learning a very valuable skill, actually. I wish I would have learned that skill. Maybe that would have actually helped me as a homeschooling parent. But even as a teacher or whatever, they're probably going to get interrupted.
Yeah.
They might get married and have interruptions happen in their day with their spouse, mm-hmm. and have to navigate them, their spouse, interrupting whatever it was that they were doing.
Yeah. You're so true.
This is actually a blessing. So I want you to think through all the shoulds. Okay. So I've heard, don't need water or to go to the bathroom or eat. Sit quietly and never have to get up. I feel like my kids, that would last about 5 seconds, because we always have to be moving over here. Never have to have the baby or anything else interrupt. So you just go from lesson to lesson, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So go back and watch this and write down all these shoulds, and then think of, how are those things actually blessings?
Mm. That's good. Okay.
That's the game here. How can these things actually be really good things in our day?
Mm-hmm.
Then do you write down your wins, Miss Grace?
I'm learning to do this. Yes. I'm learning to do this. I'm like, come on, there's a win for this week. I know it. I know there's a win, even though I yelled a lot. There's a win.
I don't want you to do all week. Because again, your brain's doing is telling you what went wrong. I yelled. So now all the rest of the week is horrible. It was all just a complete waste because I yelled at Thursday at 2:00, right? That's what your brain wants to do. It's like, wait a minute. There was all this other stuff. We have this all or nothing thinking. Either it's all good, it's all rainbows, we all sat for every lesson and nobody needed to be changed and everything was like beautiful, flowery, or it was awful.
Yeah.
And that's not life. It's both and. And so being able to find that. But if you wait to the end of the week, it makes it really hard, girl. So what I want you to set a reminder at lunch and before you go to bed. And what went well? You might even want to do it every hour. Okay, or in your little routine. Okay, we did morning time. What went well? You can even ask your kids this. Okay, morning time's finished. What was your favorite part?
Yeah.
them to start to think about the good. Okay, we just did language arts. That C was the best C I've ever seen you made. My goodness, you spelled that word right. Whatever it was. Finding the good. Okay, now we just did this lesson. After every one, stop to find the gain. Because if we wait too long, our brains, they just wipe all of it away. And they show us the glaring thing that needs to be fixed.
Okay. That's so good. Okay. Smaller chunks of time.
Smaller chunks of time to train your brain. Just like we do with narration and we give the kid like Aesop's fables to start with. We don't make them narrate a whole chapter at first, just a little paragraph. Okay, what happened? And we build that muscle. This habit of appreciation is a muscle.
The yes. Habit
of deprecation, that muscle is real strong. The appreciation muscle is like, oh, I can do it. So we have to keep doing it, but a little bit. We're going to do the 2 pound weights and then 3 pound. We got to keep adding that muscle more and more. But seeing, working on that habit of appreciation, but then also seeing your shoulds, because oftentimes we don't even know what they are.
Yeah.
And we think that what we're expecting is totally normal and what everybody else expects and what everybody else's days are like. And, you know, on Instagram, they're all doing that. We're like, why can't we do that? Right. And we don't even question that our ideal might be so totally unrealistic that we are never going to get there.
Yeah. I think that's where I'm at. That's good.
So good to talk to you today.
Thank you so much. So helpful.
You were so great. Ross here. I just wanted to say thank you for listening to today's episode. If you like this show, it would mean the world to me if you would leave a positive review in iTunes. This really does help people learn about the podcast. And each month, I will pick a winner to receive a free gift. Don't forget to check out all the free resources we created for you at thefeastlife.me. Thank you.